So we said we're going to do again that Gemara from the two dots, from Omar Rav Huna at the bottom of Hay and Aleph, and work right through to the next two dots. And what we said we were going to focus on was why Rashi couldn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam and why Rabbeinu Tam couldn't learn like Rashi. So we have two entirely different worldviews emerge out of the sugya as to what constitutes Baal Kocho. And in particular, we're looking at the case of an Amo Ivriyo, a father selling off his daughter as an Amo Ivriyo against her will. Is that called Baal Kocho or not? Rashi says it is. And based on that, on the little piece of Gemara before the two dots, we said, V'chite mekezef nami Baal Kocho ba'Amo Ivriyo. That's the first thick line on Daf Yom Adalev. And if you want to suggest that there is a case of kesef, which is Baal Kocho, for example, a father selling off an Amo Ivriyo, and the little Amo is yelling and screaming, she doesn't want to be sold, and the father says, yeah, tough, that's what we're doing. How much more Baal Kocho can you get than that? And that's how Rashi explains, Amo Ivriyo Baal Kocho, she'aviyo mo'ichro she'lo imidato, that's Baal Kocho. That says the Gemara, that's true that there's a case in Amo Ivriyo that's Baal Kocho, but be'ishus mihalo ashkicha. But we don't find such a case in Ishus. What do you mean we don't find such a case in Ishus? What would be the difference if she's a katana and the father sold her as a and not sold her, married her off? Wouldn't that also, that's also Baal Kocho? No, but we don't know that. That's what we're trying to learn. All we've got as givens at the moment are the case of Shtar and Bio. We're trying to learn Kesef. So what do we know? We know that you can marry a girl with a Shtar. We know that you can marry a girl with Bio. We know you can sell an Amo Ivri or Bekesef. But we don't know that you can marry a girl with Kesef. We don't know that yet. So we don't yet have a case of Kesef by an Amo Ivri. But we don't have a case of Kesef issues. So therefore, Be'ishus mi aloy ashkecha. In the case of issues, there's no case of Kesef Baal Kocho. So that's understandable. We can live with Rashi. That's not a problem.
I know Tosfos talks about it, but in terms of the relation to the Gemara, why didn't the Gemara say that's just not a good case? In other words, we do have a clear case. Oh no, sorry, that's by Amavir.
Only by Amavir. So Amavir we acknowledge. Yeah, you can sell labor for Kesef, but how do you know that you can marry a woman for Kesef? And Baal Kocho. So now we move into the next piece. And I'm going to go quickly through the pieces that are not that relevant to what we're doing, and we'll spend a bit more time on the pieces that are, because I'm assuming that you've gone through the Gemara already several times. Omar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, Chupa koina mekava chomer. Rav Huna comes with an amazing chidush, that chupa can work as a kinyan kiddushin as well. It's amazing. It's from left field. Where do we know? So there's no posuk like that. There's nothing. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah from nowhere. But that's the wonder of Gemara. That you can create ideas as long as you can found them in proper logic and proper makoros, you can create ideas that nobody's heard of, and that's what the Gemara does. Omar Rav Huna is not afraid to say chupa koina. How do you know chupa's koina? Says Rav Huna mikal v'choimer. I figure it out with a kal v'choimer. So the Gemara now tries to figure out what Rav Huna's kal v'choimer is, and the Gemara assumes this is the kal v'choimer. If a woman gets married, if Kiddushin takes place with Kesef, the woman is not yet allowed to eat Truma if the husband is a Kohen. So she's Mekudeshes, she's not yet Nesua, so she still lives with her father, but she goes for dinner frequently enough to the home of her chosan and parents. And when she's there, they're eating truma, she's not allowed to eat the truma. Once she's married, once she's had nisuin, once she's been under the chuppah, she can eat truma. Chuppah shema'cheles b'truma, in a dinshit ikona. So chuppah, which is a stronger kinyan, it works even for truma. Certainly it should be able to work for kesef. For Kiddushin, it's a strange Kavachomer. How did you understand the Kavachomer? The Gemara has an objection to the Kavachomer, but even without the Gemara's Kavachomer, what strikes you as odd? Anything strike you as odd with this Kavachomer? Would you accept this? If you were sitting in the Beis Din, and you, all you had was the Gemara, there was such a time when all you had was a Gemara. You're sitting in the Beis Din, and somebody comes to you, and the Shaila is whether she's married or not. She had Kiddushin with a Chuppah. Here's a nice story. She had Kiddushin with a Chuppah, and then she married somebody else without a get. And she had children. Are the children mamzerim or not? And you the dayan. What would you say? And somebody wants to say, yes, they're mamzerim because the chuppah is koine bekal vachoine. Ma chuppah she ma kesef she ma achil bitruma koine. Chuppah she ma achil bitruma edin shitikone. Would you accept that if you were a dayan on a Beis Din? Now you've got to take a stand. You can't sit there quietly. You've got to say yes or no. You've got to take
it's
a view.
It's like apples and oranges. So.
It's like apples and oranges, number one. So what is it that, try and articulate what it is that bothers you. Chuppah would be the, we know that chuppah is a kinyan of some sort. It does something. It starts, changes the status. She stands under the chuppah with him.
I mean, the mice are literally dressed up as Shah and Bia. Each one represents some element of either, I mean, in theory, I guess there's a chuppah element. The dress up, she gets a mega value. Shah, she gets a commitment for something of value. What is she with chuppah?
What is there with chuppah?
It's gone.
So, but Bakal Chomer will use it. We'll use it not philosophically. We'll figure it out not philosophically, but mathematically. So, Bakal Chomer, and we'll bring Rav Huna as a riot. What would you say as a dying? Are you going to accept this Bakal Chomer or not?
But it only works because she's already.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's not a kinyan on its own,
is it? Yeah, some kind of a kinyan on its own. It's like the end of something. After Kiddushin, it's like the end of a process.
But his argument is that the end of the process proves that it's a form of kinyan, therefore it should work for the beginning, the whole process.
Yeah, but
the Gemara says that at the end, that Abai and Rav at the end, we'll come to that at the end, but even before we get there, just in terms of ourselves, what's even the Havamin? Is to say, what is Chup? At the end of the day, the Kiddushin is the kinyan, that's when she becomes an Eshes Ish. So now there's a din that they can't live together until Nisuin. So there's a period in between, and Nisuin is the completion of that whole process. It's one process. You're not meant to stop after Kiddushin. There's no Havamin that you can stop after Kiddushin. The idea of Kiddushin is for Nisuin. It's like, it's one process. It starts with the Bailus, really starts at Kiddushin. Kiddushin, it's all the, so there's certain financial implications that start with Nisuin. And Truma maybe is, and you could say, it, I don't really know, perhaps the Rabbonim have an idea. I don't know why we don't ask the Kavah Chomer from other things, the Doraisa things, we can ask the Kasha from Yerusha, we can ask from Aphoris Nadorim, I don't know why Dafka Afkida Betruma. But the difficulty is it doesn't seem to be a separate kinyan. So what do we see from here? We see from here that it is a separate kinyan. Where that comes from and what it is, but we see from here that this is a separate kinyan, at least at this stage in the Gemara. There's Kiddushin and there's Chuppah. There happens to be a din when it comes to Chuppah. You can only do a Chuppah on a woman who is your Mekudeshes, who's your Arusa. Can't do a kinyan on it if not. So there are some halachas like that, where you can only do a kinyan on something that it's only chal if certain conditions are met. You can only be koine something if there's a das makne. If somebody's been, there are all sorts of rules. You can't just go and be koine something that belongs to somebody else. So you can't be makne to the chuppah, somebody that's not mekudeshes. So it's a tanai of the chuppah. It's not that it's one long kinyan. These are two different transactions. They're two different arrangements. One is called kiddushin, and it's a complete thing all on its own. And the status of a woman changes from a pnuyo to an eshes ish at the moment of kiddushin. That's the end of the Kiddushin process. Theoretically, you could stop there. And then there's Nisuin, changes the status once again. She becomes a Nisua and has various other halachas applied to her. It seems from the Gemara that these are two different things. And there is, we don't need to go into it in great depth, but there is, well, if there's time, we can look at it inside. There is a view that you could do Chuppah before Kiddushin. The Ramban and the Ritva ask that Kashi. Is it possible to do Chuppah before Kiddushin? And the Mishnah Lemelech, we might have a look at it inside, actually brings, based on that Ramban, that you can do Kiddushin before Chuppah. So how would that work? You could do Chuppah before Kiddushin. You could have a Chuppah, and then later on you could do the Kiddushin, and you won't need a Chuppah later. Of course, the Chuppah on its own won't do anything. The question is, does a Chuppah only work if she's already an Arusa? Or could the Chuppah work even if she's not an Arusa, best it's suspended until she's been Kiddushin, because you can't live with a woman who hasn't had Chuppah of a Kiddushin.
factor with like retroactive nisuin? I don't understand.
Kind of suspense. The nisuin is in suspense until the condition of kiddushin is fulfilled. Once the condition of fulfilled is fulfilled.
It's putting the cart before the horse.
It is completely, but we're just looking at it at this point mathematically, not philosophically. Philosophically, it all makes no sense at all.
Okay, but like, let's look at it mathematically. And if you do that, then you have to say that, you know, kiddushin is one thing, klipa is erisin is another thing, and therefore each one serves its own purpose.
Correct.
So, I guess Ravuna is saying it doesn't matter. Klipa
does
conclude, therefore it could also be used to prove that it should be.
So all I'm saying, there is a shita like that. We'll see whether it's lahalacha or not, but there is a shita. There is a shita that you could, that chuppah is so separate from kiddushin that you could even reverse the order, and it would work. That way, this kavachomer makes sense. Then one can begin to understand. These are two different kinyonim. They have different halachas. What does kiddushin do? One of the things it does is that it's matir her for truma. She's allowed to eat truma, as the Gemara is holding it at this time. Kiddushin doesn't do that. Doesn't have that power. So kiddushin introduces a package of halachas. And kiddushin introduces a package of halachas. The Gemara's suggestion is that the package that kiddushin, that nisuin, that chuppah introduces, is in some ways more severe than the package that kiddushin introduces. And therefore, if chuppah can work for nisuin, chuppah should be able to work for kiddushin as well. Is what they want to say. So the Gemara, that doesn't work. Oh, my Ula, this doesn't work. The Vartera Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochelis Bitruma. I mean, Torah, she can eat from truma. This has got nothing to do with the power of nisuin. It says the kohen can give truma to anybody who is kinyan kaspo, somebody who is acquired with kesef. A woman is somebody who is acquired in certain ways with kesef, and therefore his wife can eat truma. Umatam omru eno cheles, and why do they say she's not allowed to eat? Gezeir shem yimzugu lo kos bevei saviyo v'tashkien lachi lachisel. The problem is only that she might take some of the food home, she might take a doggy bag home. The food is so special and so delicious, and give it to her family. So the families start mixing. That's not good. Families mix around meals, and if the families can't mix around the meal, then we've got to be careful with her as well. So there's an exer the rabbonim, put an exer that she shouldn't, but it's not got nothing to do with it. Elo prichach. So then the kavachomer must be something else. All we know is Rav Huna used the kavachomer. We're struggling to find what the kavachomer is.
I'm sorry, I just thought of something that goes back to what you started off with when you talked at just the 2 dots before the 2 dots. V'chidei mekasev nami bal korcha be'am ivri yavishas miyul lo ashkafan. And yet, didn't we say as bizi netzatzu lishazev v'yishak lekasva? The Gemara says v'hani mila ha. That's so you see a pasuk that says that a man can marry off his daughter, katana, without her will.
Sure.
So why doesn't the Gemara bring that pasuk?
I know, because we're trying will? Without it. We're saying, why do we need that pasuk? Let's work it out from the other two. At this point, we're trying to say, why do we need the pasuk altogether? So we're trying to learn it without the pasuk. We're trying to use logic to see whether we can learn kesef from a combination of bia and shtar, and then we'll have a problem. What do we do with the posuk? So we'll figure that out. But right now we're trying to manage without the posuk. Elo prichach. Uma kesef she'ena goymer koine. Kesef, which doesn't complete all the marriage entirely, does do kiddushin. Chupa she'gomer se'ena din she'tikone. We know that chupa can finish off all the halachas that kiddushin cannot. Why do you need chuppah? You need chuppah because there are some things kiddushin can't do. That's why you need chuppah, is the way the Gemara is saying it now. There are some things kiddushin can't do. Now it would seem more as if the Gemara is saying, in fact, it is almost like one long process. But there's kiddushin, or still maybe it's two different kinyonim. There are some things that chuppah cannot do, and you need nisuin to do it. What are those things? Says the what is chuppah not gemer? So the dinim of Yerusha, says Rashi at the bottom of the previous Amud, Lotzia Mirushus Avia, it doesn't completely take her out of her father's Rishus. For example, Lamase Yadel Lirushavili Rushosa. So in terms of the movement of this girl from the Rishus of the father to the Rishus of the husband, or to her own Rishus in some form or another, that doesn't happen with Kiddushin. Kiddushin is not powerful enough to take her entirely out of the hands and control of her father. Only Nisuin can do that. So Nisuin has a power of a transactional power. Now we're looking at Nisuin not just from the point of view of the halachas it introduces. We're actually looking at Nisuin as in its ability to move her from one rishus to another. That's what a kinyan can do. And Nisuin can move her from one rishus to another rishus in a way that kiddushin cannot possibly do. And therefore Nisuin is more chomer. So if Nisuin can do that, certainly Nisuin can do a chuppah. So says the Gemara, not Malik Kesef Shekin Poidin Boy Hekadeshus, Umasa Sheni. Kesef has another property that Nisuin doesn't have. Very interesting property. Now we're talking about Chuppah from its capacity to transfer from one Rishus to another. We're saying Chuppah can transfer her entirely from the Rishus of the Av to the Rishus of the husband. Kesef cannot do it. So we're looking at Chuppah and Kesef from their transactional capacity. But we've been learning all along that something else happens in Kiddushin. What else happens in Kiddushin? It's not just transactional. What else is there? There's a whole package of Isurin that comes, isn't that right? It comes an Eishes Ish. So, and we've been learning right the way through that the idea of Kiddushin is somewhat like Hekdesh. She's sanctified, she's set aside, she's made, new halachas are put aside on her. It's done with Dibur, there's an act of speech. It's almost a little bit like Neder, and we'll explore that a little bit in the next sugya. But it seems that there's something in Kiddushin which is more like Neder and Hekdesh, in addition to the transactional side. So yes, there's a Kinyan that transfers her, but there's also an amiro. He's also going to say Hareyat Mekudeshesli, and with that she becomes Mekudeshes, and the word Mekudeshes, and what it means. So there's a whole side of Kiddushin which has to do with halachas, with Isurin. We don't find Chuppah doing that to the same degree that Kesef can. Yes, it's true that by Chuppah she doesn't become, it's not really an Isurin, there's some financial implications of her being in Isurin. But Kesef, we used to be Poideh Hekdesh U'Ma'aseh Sheni. That means we can change the halachic status of an object using Kesef. That's the power of Kesef. Kesef is not just a transactional medium. Kesef is also something that can be used to transform an object's halachic status from Hekdesh to Chulin. And therefore we can use Kesef to transform a woman from an Eishes, from a Penuyah to an Eishes Ish. But who says Chuppah can do that? For that you need a very special kind of Kinyan. It's not every Kinyan that can do that. So the Gemara Biyah Tuchiyah.
Why
does
the Gemara say Malik Kesef Shekin Koinim Bei Karka?
Why doesn't the Gemara say Malik Kesef Shekin Koinim Bei Karka? But it probably be... The way we're learning now, so we would say, is because we've proved that Chuppah has a power, a transactional power greater than Kesef.
Yeah. So,
but it'd be out of issues. So here we would be saying at least it's in issues. But here where we bring Hekdeshus, we're saying this isn't about, we're taking it right into another sphere and saying, okay, we can argue on the transactional power, and maybe you've got a tzad to say that Chuppah is stronger, and we could argue backwards and forwards and make it kind of equal. Then, so you would say that the only, so you would say that Chuppah, in fact, you could say all sorts of things. Kesef does all manner of kinyonim. But we've kind of rejected that already, haven't we, when we said that the kinyonim are ruba. Kinyonim are ruba. We wanted to put that, we said that Kesef, so with other rabbi, there we said kinyonim are ruba, and we accepted that as a reason why you couldn't do it. So why don't we say again here, kinyonon merubo? Because we would be, I have to say that Bia would break, we know that Bia would break that. Are we going to use Bia to break it now in any case?
Right.
Good question, you've got an answer. Good question. That would be an obvious pirchez to say it doesn't Kesef is Kinyon and Merubah. Kesef is Kinyon and Merubah. So let's think of an answer. Have you an answer?
It was said that the fragmentation, it doesn't mean it sounds like a Kinyon. And the school that is right to take something that was taken so that it's fair.
Right, that's the way I'm learning it. Does the Rishvo say that? Is that how the Rishvo learns?
Why is it not?
You need more than that. So it's not that just that it can do more, that it applies in more cases. You want to actually find a quality that it has that the other doesn't have at all. And that would be that its capability of being of taking something out of Hekdesh. Interesting. Good. But to break a Kal Vachomer, you want a qualitative difference to say this is completely different. There's no way you can make it. This is like apples and oranges, you were saying. You can't make a Kal Vachomer here. This has chumras that the other doesn't have at all. So the Gemara says, what about beer? Beer to chiyach. Beer you can't use with Hekdesh and Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'ale beer shekin koine beyavomo. But beer can work with Yavama, so we see beer's power. Kesef yuchech v'chozer adim lo rizek rizev lo rikazek rizev. So we see it's not because it can take out of Hekdesh, and it's not because of Yavama. Those aren't the relevant elements of it. Hatzad hashoveshim and shekonin ba'alma. All we know is that kesef works ba'alma, beer works ba'alma, and they work here in the same v'kodim kan. Afani avi chupa shekonin ba'alma. So I've got a case of chupa as well where it works. One case. It's true, there are many cases where kesef works, there's one other case where bior works, and there's one case where chuppah works. And that's enough to make it to learn from the two of them. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ala tzad ha-shoveshim and shekin ha-nolson merubo. So you might say that those two, there's hanol, the same as we said before, that they, in the case of kesef and in the case of bior, the woman gets some benefit apart from the transaction itself. So shtar yukiach. But shtar there's no hano. Mal shtar shekin moitzi bevas Yisrael. But shtar can be used for gittin. Kesef uviyah yuchich. Kesef and beer can't. Because the adin lo rizik rizib lo rizik rizib lo rizik rizib. That's how the shove shabayin shekonim ba'alma v'kainim kan. Afani avichupa shekonim ba'alma v'kainim kan. So Rav Huna has worked out based on all of them. If we need to use all the other kinyonim, but from using all the other kinyonim, I can come out with the fact that chuppah should be included as one of the kinyonim for kiddushin, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Not mentioned in the Mishnah because it doesn't have its own makor. It's learnt out of a Kal Vachomer, and that's and nevertheless it should apply. So here's where it gets interesting. Asks the Gemara, Ma la'at sad ha-shoveh shoveh shekin yeshnan bar kocho, but they can be bar kocho. So what can be bar kocho? Let's go through them. Yavoma can be bar kocho, we know that. Shtar can be bar kocho because of gittin. Kesef can be bar kocho by anam ivriya. So we've got three cases of bar kocho. Each one can be bar kocho. Chuppah, there isn't a case of bar kocho. Tosfos tries to say there is, and we'll see that. But chuppah, there's no case of bar kocho. So chuppah doesn't fit into the group. So this is like set theory. You're trying to figure out what qualifies in the set. And chuppah doesn't qualify in the set because the set has a qualifying dimension of bar kocho which doesn't apply to chuppah. So that's. Sorry? Do you mean in what way?
Until she doesn't transition to Rav Huna, so
what would Rav Huna say about that? Kesef miha beishus lo yashkechon bar kocho. There's no case of kesef. The issues bar koch. The only case of kesef bar koch is amavriya. You're selling labor. That's transaction. But in issues in family law, there's no case of kesef be issues. Kesef bar koch. In family law, there's a case of shtar bar koch. Gittin. In family law, there's a case of bio bar koch. Yibun. In family law, there's a case of what else bar koch? Nothing else bar koch. So kesef is out of the set in any case. So clearly the bar koch has nothing to do with the capacity of these three kinyonim to work. And since bar koch has nothing to do with their capacity, chuppah can be included. That's the way he would learn it. So on this, Tosfos has a Rabbi Natan has a big question. Are we going to come to the Rashi? I'm going to do the Rabbeinu Tam first, so and then use the Rashi to answer it up. So that's what Rav Huna says, which is not that different to what we had on the previous Omud. But what is the difference between Rav Huna here and the previous Omud? The wording is the same. Kesef, Omar Rav Huna here. What does he say? Kesef miya beishus loy ashkechon. Beishus miya lo ashkechon. The wording is identical. What is the difference between the two cases? No, the Balaam is in Rashi, but not here. Not in our sugya. So what is the difference between this case of Rav Huna and the case that we had at the first thick line on the previous one?
In this case, he's using this to prove Chuppah. I mean, that's the concept.
And therefore, yes.
Therefore, since you don't have a case of Kesef by use of Kesef work by Bal Krafa, that a Chuppah could actually be considered a Kavah Chomer. A Chuppah could work to
okay,
to
therefore, right? Therefore, you're getting close. So what's the big difference between this and the previous omen?
They should have said that over here before the two dots. They should have said the case. There is a case of
yes. We were trying to prove Kesef. We didn't know anything about Kesef.
Right.
Now we know Kesef. We know Kesef Shtar and Bio. Or we're trying to prove Chuppah, a fourth one, out of nowhere. But Kesef we know.
Right.
So how can Rav Huna say Kesef Mia Beishus Lo Ashkechan? What would be a case of Kesef Beishus? A Ktana, Mary of a Ktana, Bal Korcho. So how can Rav Huna say Kesef Mia Beishus Lo Ashkechan? So Rav Huna is very difficult to understand. That's Rabbi Natan's Kasha. So now let's look at the Tosfos inside. The bottom Tosfos from the previous one. Shekein Yeshnan Bal Korcho. Pirush Bekuntrus, Bia Beyavomer, Shtar Begirushim, Kesef Be'amahu Ivriya. And what's the case of Kesef Ba'ama Avriya? Said Rashi, Shavia Moichra Shilui Midato. That her father can sell her without needing her das. And remember, we explained that last time, that the idea of Shilui Midato is that that you don't need her das, but because the father's das is her das. You don't need her das, she doesn't have das in the whole thing. For Koshe L'Rabbeinu Tam. Im Ze Choshuv Bal Korcho, Mashua Av Moichra is Bito Bal Korcho. If a father selling his daughter Bal Korcho, she's yelling, again, picture the case. Father standing, negotiating with an odor. And the father's intention is a good intention. We're not talking about corruption and everything here. The father is living in terrible poverty. It's interesting, I was coaching a CEO of a very large company the other day. And we were talking about his childhood, because he has a lot of insecurity, this man. He's driven by the fear of not having money. So I was probing where that came from. He's a very wealthy man. And I said, we probed his childhood a little bit. And he said when he was at school, his father and mother called him up one day and said, find yourself another place to stay. Don't come home. We've got no food. And he said, I just never want my children to be in that situation. We love you, we care about you, but we don't have food for ourselves. We can't handle another mouth. Just find yourself somewhere else to go. And he literally couldn't go home that day. And to live with that. So sometimes one doesn't realize what poverty people can be confronted with. So let's see with a father like that. Poshut, there's no hope for this young girl. They're living in absolute poverty. They can't take care of her. She's got no prospects for the future. And there's a wealthy family that wants a babysitter. And he gives her to them as an amo, with the idea that she'll come into the family, she's an attractive young girl, the Odin himself, or the Odin's son, there'll probably be a possibility of a shidduch, and this girl's life could be completely transformed. Now you'll understand the girl is yelling and screaming. She doesn't want to leave her mommy and daddy. So she's yelling, and one understands the whole mitzvah, how it happens. And one can understand the father doing it bal koch, with tears running down his eyes. You can imagine him handing over this young girl to the Odin in the hope of a better future. Understand that. And that, says Rashi, is bal koch. Says Tosfos, if that's bal koch, im kein maika omer Rav Huna lekame. What does Rav Huna mean on the next page? I don't have a problem on this page, says Tosfos. But what does Rava mean? What does Rav Huna mean on the next omit? Kesef beishus mialoi ashkechon bar korcha. When he says kesef beishus loy ashkechon bar korcha, we've just described the case of kesef beishus bar korcha. I understand here that's not appropriate because we don't know that yet. But there, where we already know that kesef works, and that we therefore know, as you said, that there's a posuk that says that a girl doesn't have a yad, and therefore the father can marry her off. So we know that can be Bal Korcho. How can the Gemara possibly say, on all the days, that the case of Bal Korcho be issues, lo yashkichon, halo ha'av mekadish bita ketana be case of Bal Korcho? Clearly he can. But Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam answers. Kivan da'av b'mokum bita koi, ein zek choshuv Bal Korcho. I don't agree that the father handing over this little girl who's in tears is called Bar Kocha. Because the two transacting parties are the father and the Odin. The transacting party is not the girl. The girl is an object. It's like Lahavdil. You want to sell a cow to an owner of a cow wants to sell the cow to his next door neighbor, and the cow is moving and says, no, I want to stay where I am. It's not Bar Kocha. That's how it is. The girl doesn't have das. In this sense, she's a tradable object. Her labor is a tradable object. And the father is entitled to sell her labor. That's a right that the Torah gave him. And that's not called Bar Kocha. She given should be das, so she'll have. In that case, we've got another problem. So if you're going to say selling a young girl, shiloh midato, marrying a young girl off shiloh midato is not called bar kocho, then selling her off to an odin is also not called shiloh midato. And what did the Gemara mean on the first Omud when it says v'chitem akezet nami bar kocho, but I'm a Hebrew? What does that mean? Kesef ita ba'ama bar kocha kegon sheho odon meyaed es ha'ivriyo bekesef miknoso bar kocha shel av bar kocha shel bas. What the odon can do bar kocha is yeud. So at the time of the marriage, at the time of the sale, the sale is just a sale of labor, however, embedded in that is the right of the odon at a later stage to be meyaed the girl. That means to say, from now on, you're my wife. And he doesn't have to go through a whole thing of kesef kiddushin, since there's already been a kinyan, although the kinyan was not meant for kiddushin. All that's really missing is the amira. All that's missing is the statement. The financial transaction took place. All that we need now is the saying. He says, you read this to me. We will see about the chuppah for the kiddushin. The hoda amad kaman asher lo yodo shitzorich liyado lo shitzorich lasas biyatsuino doesn't mean that he's got to do it with her will. Elo shitzorich lo hidio shelashem kiddushin liyado. He's just got to say it. He's got to let her know. There's got to be a verbal expression, and he's got to say, this is from now on. This is yev. Apakav dom la kaman biyishus miyado yashkechan v'chiyag gavnesh miyado havi ishus. And the Gemara says further, there's no case of ishus. Isn't this ishus? Isn't yeud ishus? Mikomakom bitchila lo yibo hakesif bishvil ishus. Says Tosfos, yes, Yehud is issues, but the Kinyan Kesef at the beginning of the transaction was not issues. That was Hilchus Avodin.
How is that any less issues than the tradition by the brother, by the Roma, that the second brother doesn't need a tradition because he's relying on the first
Kiddushin? Because that first Kiddushin was Kiddushin. This first money was not Kiddushin, it was labor. It was
by your Roma, it's done with Kiddushin.
Yes, but there was, but
the
it's Kiddushin.
Is done by the ritual, the fact that he made Kesef Kiddushin.
But no, not Kesef Kiddushin. There's a later on in the Gemara where the retrospectively becomes Kiddushin. It doesn't become Kesef Kiddushin. But at the time, it's at least as far as Rabbeinu Tam is learning, that Kesef is not Lashem Kiddushin. That was just a transaction of labor. That's all it was. There was nothing else. At the end of the contract, he gives the girl back. And there's no problem. All he acquired was the right she doesn't need to get. She doesn't need anything. At the end of the fact that she doesn't need a get means that the kiddushin was that the money had nothing to do with kiddushin. He has to be miyayed her for the kiddushin to be chal. Until he's miyayed her, that kesef is secular. It has no meaning whatever in terms of kiddushin. Is the way Rabbeinu Tam is learning. The yesh miyashim perish hakuntrus tevada is the kori bal korcho mechiru shel ama evriyah shechoyvulo v'imoyso basdas lo hoyso mitratzes. I can understand this. So some people want to say that there is a difference between marrying her off Bar Kocha and selling her Bar Kocha. Selling her is really Bar Kocha because no little girl wants to be sold to a strange family. If she knew what she was talking about, she would be misratza. She would agree. If she understood what was there. But if a girl, even if she understood, if you said to this little 11-year-old girl, you're going to become an Amor Ivriya, one day you'll understand. She's not going to understand. Who wants to become an Amor Ivriya? But if you said to her, you're going to be marry a fine young man, then one day you'll understand, and Taka, one day she would understand. It's a little bit like the person you told me about who changes people's quotations of people saying, if they knew what they were saying, they would say this, they wouldn't say that. So we just get into the dance of the girl, and say, that's how it has to be. Okay, so that's how Rabbeinu Tam. Let's go back into the Gemara and see how Rabbeinu Tam has resolved the Gemara. So what did the Gemara come along and say? Kesef, Shtar, and Bio have all got elements of Bar Kocha. What's the Bar Kocha of Shtar? Gerushin. Bar Kocha of Bio? Yevomo. Bar Kocha of Kesef? What aspect of Amar Ivriya? Yehud. Yehud has got the answers the Gemara, but Yehud is not Kesef. It has nothing to do with Kesef. Mm-hmm. The Kesef on which that was based was not for Ishus. Mm-hmm. That's how Tosfos learned the Gemara. All very nice and simple, except Rashi doesn't learn that. That works for Tosfos, it doesn't work for Rashi. So now let's have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Sheken Yeshnan Bar Korcho, Shekoino Ba'almo. There are cases where outside Ba'almo, outside of Ishus, outside of family law, there are cases of Bar Korcho. Bia B'Yavomo, Ushtar B'Girushin, B'Kesef Ba'amo Ivriya. Bia and Shtar are inside of family law, and Amo Ivriya is outside. Now, what we need to understand in Rashi is we're talking about two different sets within one another. Ba'alma, let's start off. Kiddushin, according to this discussion, means only Kiddushin. Standing under, not standing under the chuppah, but the giving of a ring or of money, that's proper Kiddushin. The next circle includes other aspects of family law. Gerushin and Yibum. The next circle is non-family law at all, like Amo Ivriya. So imagine three concentric circles. Kiddushin in the middle, then Gerushin and Yevoma, and then Amo Ivriya, which has got nothing to do with Ishus at all. So, Sheken Yishnan Bar Korcho, these Ba'alma, there are cases in the world out there where each one of these have a Bar Korcho. Answers the Gemara, Kesef Be'ishus Mia Lo Yashkechem Ba'alma Bar Korcho. He's just added one word in. Kesef Be'ishus Mia Lo Yashkechem Ba'alma Bar Korcho. So what does the Be'ishus Ba'alma mean? So Ba'alma is the third circle. Ishus is the middle circle. Ishus Ba'alma is that second circle. Now at the core is Kiddushin. The outer circle is Amo Ivriya, because that has nothing to do with Ishus. And the middle one between the two circles is Yibum and Gerushin, which are connected. They're laws of family law, but it's not Kiddushin. So explains Rashi, v'afilu hachi koina kan. And look how it works, says Rashi, even though kesef, there's no case of kesef working, even be'ishus ba'alma. There's no case of kesef working bar korcho, other than in ishus itself. Kesef doesn't work bar korcho, not in the second circle and not in the third circle. But it does work in the first circle. V'afilu hachi koina kan, v'afal korcho. As well. The fact that there's no case of chuppah that can be Bal Korcho, chuppah should still be able to work. In fact, it would come out according to Rashi, not so surprisingly, I guess, that you could probably do chuppah Bal Korcho as well. The father could be Machnisha under the chuppah Bal Korcho, the same as with Kesef. Sorry? For Kiddushin, sorry? Like Leah, but yeah. You could be Maktis Lechupa, but Lechupa Leshem Kiddushin. So do you see what Rashi is? Rashi has said, Kesef Be'ishus Mialo Ashkechan Ba'alma. So according to Rashi, what we're saying here is, Ve'afilu Achikona, even though Kesef does not work Ba'al Korcho, anywhere outside of the middle circle, the core circle, nevertheless it works in the core circle, the others, Chuppah that doesn't have Bar Korcho can also work there. In other words, Bar Korcho is irrelevant. The fact that there is Kesef Bar Korcho, that's Kesef out in the third circle. We're not going to consider Kesef in the third circle. We're only considering Kesef in the two central circles. In the Kesef Be'ishus and Be'ishus Ba'alma. So it's true that Shtar is Bar Korcho, and it's in that second circle. And it's true that Bio is Bar Korcho, and it's in the second circle. And you might say, and that's why they can work in the core circle. What about Kesef? Kesef can be is in the core circle, and it doesn't have any Bar Korcho in that middle circle. Doesn't have that. Yes, it has one in the outer circle, but that's irrelevant for us. The outer circle is irrelevant. That's how Rashi learns it. So still allowing us to learn Ein Achinami that for the girl. For the case of Kiddushin, if a father marries a girl off against her will, that is called Bar Korcho. So Rashi stays with that. Now just let's think for a moment. Do you see how the way the Gemara is worded, the way we've got it worded like Rabbeinu Tam? Do you see that the way we've got it worded, you can't learn like Rashi? Other than if you try Tosfos' bottom root, which Rashi clearly says isn't right. Rashi clearly doesn't go like that bottom, like that part. Can you see that according to our girsa, which is Rabbeinu Tam's girsa, there is no way that you can understand Rashi? Can't learn that way. Now, what about if you've got Rashi's girsa? Can you learn like Rabbeinu Tam? So now let's just try that quickly and see if we can learn like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gemara will come along then and say, so let's. What does Rabbeinu Tam want to say? My lads had that shove shurim shikin yeshnan bal korchon. So Kesef has bal korchon in Amo Ivriyo. And what does that mean? It means Yehud. And Shtar is bal korchon by Gittin. And Bia is bal korchon by Yevomo. But Chupa, there's no bal korchon for. So how can we learn Chupa? Ravuna Kesef miha beishus ba'alme lo ashkicha. What would that mean? According to Tosis, mere beishus, lash kechon ba'alma.
Not the case of yud. A general case, just a regular case of ishus, not the excluding the yud.
But it says mere, but the yud is the most far out ba'alma. So what does he mean then? Case of mere beishus ba'alma lo ash kechon. That would be ba'alma, would it not? Sorry. If anything, it's closer to the middle circle. So what would we be saying then? So the difference is that according to the way Rabbeinu Tam learns, the cases, the fact that he has no problem with Daf Hei Amud Aleph, because we don't yet know the story of Kesef working for Kiddushin altogether. On Hei Amud Beis, where we do know that Kesef works, he's got to come to the conclusion that when we say the issue that when we say the Amo Ivriya, that there's a case of Kesef Bal Korcho Amo Ivriya, we're talking about the Yehud. We're not talking about the transaction of father to Odin, because that's exactly the same as transaction from father to Baal. And if it works for the one, it should work for the other. Clearly, that's not what the Gemara is saying. And so he redefines the conversation. That's fine. But according to Rashi, that's not what the Gemara says. According to Gemara, to Rashi, the Gemara says, "Shekein yeshan ba'al korchon, shekein the ba'al mabia bi'avol mushtar begirushin bekesef ba'amo ivriya." So we've just said that there is a case of kesef ba'amo ivriya, and that is ba'alma. Answers the Gemara, "Kesef be'ishus mi'alo ashkechan ba'alma ba'al korcho." You're right that amo ivriya, but amo ivriya we can ignore because that doesn't account. That doesn't account. And it's true that we can use ba'al korcho for issues, for kesef, for issues itself, for kiddushin. That's true, that's the core circle. But we can use it for kiddushin at the core, even though you can't use it anywhere else for Bal Korcho. So again, it becomes irrelevant. The outer circle is irrelevant, and the inner circle is irrelevant. The only one that's relevant is the middle circle. And the only two that are in the middle circle are Bia and Shtar. Kesef doesn't come in the middle circle, so there's no way you can extrapolate from outside to in. And therefore, the fact that it's Bal Korcho is irrelevant to the whole conversation, is the way Rashi learns. But there's no way that Rashi can learn like Rabbeinu Tam with the girsa that he's got, and there's no way Rabbeinu Tam can learn like Rashi with the girsa that he's got. What's interesting is, it seems clear that Rabbeinu Tam had our girsa and didn't have the fact that Rashi had a different girsa. That's what's strange. Because otherwise his whole kasha wouldn't be a kasha. So it would seem that in Rabbeinu Tam's Gemara, he had Rashi's comments. He knew the Rashi, but he didn't have it the way we've got Rashi here. The way we've got Rashi is built on a different girsa in the Gemara, a girsa which Rabbeinu Tam doesn't recognize anywhere. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have that girsa. He doesn't even have a girsa in Rashi. That's the interesting thing. So what does that mean? This Rashi didn't appear at all? It's quite difficult to understand. What did Rabbeinu Tam's Rashi look like? That's difficult to understand. What did the Rashi look like? What was Rashi commenting on? It might have been Rashi was written in a different format at that time, that it was an earlier manuscript of Rashi. Who knows? Who knows what it was? But clearly, we've got two ways of learning the Gemara that are very, very different. They come out with different philosophies of Bal Korcho in the relationship of a father to a child. The result is that Rabbeinu Tam learns that for a father to sell or marry a young girl off against her will is not called Bal Kocha. That's her das is irrelevant in the whole process. According to Rashi, it is called Bal Kocha. Her das is there, but we don't have to take note of it. And that emerges from two different Girsos in the Gemara. They didn't just make it up and say, my view is this, my view is that. As you work through the Gemara, there's no way to learn. In our Girsa, you cannot learn the Gemara Rashi's way. It's not possible to do it. You have to push and pull, so it's so difficult to learn it, Rashi's way. And according to Rashi's Girsa, it's very, very difficult to learn it Rabbi Natan's way. And that's why it's really, really important to understand the role of text in figuring out not only halacha, but philosophy as well. That you've got to be able to it's that's in a sense why ein amaoritz chosid, why you can't be an amaoritz can't be a chosid, an amaoritz can't be trum. Why? Because you can't deduce anything, you can't understand anything. What do you know without that? That's why learning is so important. One of the many reasons. Ein amaoritz, it doesn't say that. That you know you can have an amoritz. It's so interesting in the Gemara. We talked about it in one of the earlier chaburas that an amoritz is not. You know, there's kind of nothing between an amoritz and a tamid chacham. It's quite extreme. It's a tamid chacham. There's an amoritz. What is there in between? You're one or you're the other. And if you're an amoritz, then an amoritz chosid. Because how can you be a chosid? Because you think you'll know what the Torah says. And today, so we've got all sorts of kitzurim. You can open a Mishnah Berurah and you can find. Firstly, that's not called a chosid. How does the Mishnah Yeshurim define a chosid? Remember the Mishnah Yeshurim's definition of a chosid? Chosid is somebody who goes lifni Mishur Asadim, who can figure out what the Ribbono Yishlam wants, and you don't know, you have to get exactly what the halacha says. You know the approach of the Torah, and you can go beyond, even if something isn't stated exactly in halacha. You know what a Torah approach is. That's what a chosid is. How can you be a chosid if you can't extrapolate from the Gemara? If you can't figure out where the Torah is going, where are you going to go? It says, if it says, it says, and if it doesn't say, it doesn't say. What else have you got to go by? So you've got a rule book that you're following. That's not a chosid. Chosid is not somebody who follows a rule book. Chosid is somebody who has internalized the Torah to such a degree that he can figure out. He can figure out what the Das Torah is, where the direction is. And it's the most amazing thing, and one has to be careful with it, obviously, and one always has to check oneself. But as you get more and more into learning, when you're confronted with a decision, as you are every single day of your life, if you become conscious of it, as to what's the Torah approach, what should I do? No time to pick up a Shulchan Aruch or to phone it off. What do I do? It's interesting if you'll check yourself up as you get more and more into learning, how often you choose correctly. Because as you get into it, you figure out, you get an idea of the Derech HaTorah, of what the way of the Torah is. But for that, one has to be able to work through the text. For that, one has to be able to understand the lumdus. This is not just an add-on. It's not that we've got Yiddishkeit, and you know what? It's nice to go to shir once a week as well. This is the lifeblood. Without this, there's nothing. It's a fundamentalist religion without this. A religion governed by rules and regulations. Unless one is a Talmid Chacham. So being a Talmid Chacham is a matter of one should be Mosa Nefesh for that. There's nothing more important to one's Yiddishkeit than to be able to be a Talmid Chacham. Is what it is. So.
How does Rashi, maybe I missed it, and maybe I might have not picked up.